Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
And Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hello.
And Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
Listen, tonight is chaotic, you guys. Just welcome to the episode. It's going to be a little rough. I had a Christmas hat on earlier because we're going to do our Christmas TBR. Anyway, it was too much green, like with my sweater. And then Michael said I looked like Where's Waldo.
Oh.
And I'm like, that's kind of mean. Anyway. Well,
I'm sure it was spot on, though, at the same time.
For you, Leah, I'll put it on.
I love it. It did not make me think, where's Waldo?
Isn't his hat black?
Waldo? No, isn't it red and white striped?
Red and white.
Red striped like that, but...
I don't know. Apparently I look ridiculous.
Am I thinking of? No, it's just a white hat with a red thing and a red brim.
Anyway, apparently I look ridiculous.
Oh, I'm thinking Ode Law. He had the black hat with the yellow.
Okay. So welcome to the episode. Happy Sunday. Listen, I told you. I have very little planned right now.
Nobody said anything.
We are here. It is 9 o'clock. We are live. So, anybody
what were
have
you gonna ask us?
Did you have anything fun happen this weekend?
We did Thanksgiving with my side of the family.
That's fun. Did you cook anything yummy?
I like my side of the family, so it actually was a good time.
Did you cook anything?
We actually did burgers and hot dogs. Because my brother and his wife and their kids do not, my brother and my sister-in-law do not like turkey. Okay. And so Michael and I were like, we're not going to cook a turkey twice in like a week, especially when half the people at the first meal are not going to eat it. So we just did picnic food.
That's genius. That's why we do steak. Because none of these people eat
pizza on Christmas with my side of the family too. So we go rogue every year.
Love this.
But it was nice because so the five kids, they get along really well and they really like each other. And my niece is home from college. So it's the first time we've seen her since she left. And so it was nice.
Fun. Amanda, is your family a turkey or a ham on Thanksgiving?
We're actually, my husband's family does Oysters Casino.
Oh.
So that's the Thanksgiving.
Fancy.
I think she's going to do a turkey as well this year. So there's going to be both because we're having some extra people, some friends over and stuff at my in-laws. So I think she's going to do both this year.
Yum. What about you, Lindsay? You were telling us before we started about your menu this year, but traditionally, what would you do?
Kind of whatever, usually a traditional Thanksgiving with whoever we're with. One year, we tried to deviate, and then that was bad because last minute it was like, let's also have turkey.
Yeah.
So it's pretty traditional. We're not doing traditional at all this year. We're doing crazy recipes. I'm most excited about, I'm making jalapeno popper mashed potatoes.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Good.
That
I'm like so amazing. Excited about those.
That sounds
I was
amazing.
Doom scrolling after dinner tonight, Nora and I, and we came kept coming across jalapeno popper deviled eggs.
Ooh.
Yum. Oh, I am making Bloody Mary deviled eggs. So they're gonna have
delicious.
Bloody Mary spices on the white egg. The white part of the egg, so you dip it in the spices and then you
like a salt rim.
But I'm putting celery in the mix, and then I'm gonna have bacon on top and a little bit of olive.
Yeah. See, yeah. I love all that stuff, but this house, no, we don't. We must not deviate. I'm fairly certain. So we usually have steak. Well, the rule is you get to pick whatever protein you want. We'll cook it. Ends up being steak. Sometimes Crystal asks for a smash burger.
Yeah. I like a smash burger.
And then everybody gets to pick their favorite one side.
Mm.
And the only reason we get potatoes is because I like twice baked potatoes. But Sid likes mashed potatoes, but Christopher despises mashed potatoes. He hates them.
It's a texture.
Sure thing.
No, it's a that was a safe hospital food. You can't really
Oh.
mess up mashed potatoes in the
That is a
hospital.
falsity, though, because you can totally mess up
The
mashed
Cleveland
potatoes.
Clinic never screwed up mashed potatoes. So there was a lot of mashed potato eating inpatient. So
Yeah, well, that makes sense then.
yeah. Jenny's family will be serving bacon for Thanksgiving. Like,
Nobody's surprised by that.
her
Love
children
that.
love the bacon. Like last year, that was the protein, steak and then bacon for Jenny's kids.
I mean, you can't go wrong with bacon. I made bacon today. Yeah.
Love.
Everything will have bacon in my menu or bourbon or both.
See, fantastic.
Great. Can I come out to your house for Thanksgiving? Yeah, of course. I would love that. Or, if we go to Ohio next year for a big family with him,
We can
start
have
thinking about romance
Thanksgiving here.
Thanksgiving.
We can have romance Thanksgiving.
Man,
Okay,
could you
so
imagine the chaos? It would
yeah.
be so great. Leah, we would have the best Thanksgiving ever.
It would be pretty good.
It'd be
That would ju we should just have
fantastic.
a reality TV show. Leah and Lindsay do things.
Oh, that could be wild.
I mean, if I wasn't Leah in the Leah and Lindsay, I would watch that. Could you imagine the chaos we would get up to? We would just be laughing.
There'd be a lot of laughing, a lot of bleeding. Leah leading Lindsay.
There'd be a lot of like, side quests. I
Oh,
like a
so
side
many.
quest.
I am not a no person. Like, when there's an opportunity for something that will either be interesting, fun, or might make a good story later, I'm like a yes person. So, like,
Which
lots
makes
of side
Amanda's
quests.
skin crawl because Amanda likes a
Yeah.
plan.
Well, and what's crazy is out of Lindsay and I am the voice of reason.
Which says everything we all need to
Like,
know about
that is a
this.
scary thought.
It is. It is when the thing is I think this is why Jenny belongs in the group because a lot of times Jenny is the parent. Like we can pretty much talk Amanda into buying things, but Jenny will be like, budget girls, budget.
Unless it's Penny Reed and
And
then
then it's
budgets don't
yeah, what's a
exist.
budget? Okay, so on to our topic for the evening. It's officially that time of year where we are going to turn our TBR piles into snowdrifts. This is your holiday rec episode. Okay, Leah, read us our first commercial.
Snowed in, faking it, in full holiday chaos. Looking for your next festive binge? We've got you covered. First up, All I Want Is You by Quinn East, a small town snowed in Christmas novella released November 20th. Think sparks, secrets, and one very cozy winter storm. Then grab, excuse me, then grab Fake It Till Christmas by Claudia Bergowa on November 19th. It's fake dating, holiday shenanigans, and the slow burn that absolutely isn't pretending anymore. And don't miss the Holiday Friend Zone anthology, which features Claudia Bergowa and Carrie Ann Ryan, along with multiple author friends to lovers, holiday shorts releasing December 1st. Add them all to your holiday TBR and thank us later.
So, if you didn't guess, this episode is sponsored by Bookcase Media authors that all have holiday releases
That's
this
true.
year. So, because I'm gonna not lie, those are the holiday books I've been reading.
I'm reading Quinn's right now.
It's
So,
very good.
yeah.
Isn't it so
It's,
good?
yeah, I'm loving it. I was actually like messaging Karen earlier telling her she should read it.
Yeah.
So,
It's
yeah.
everyone's like, oh, holiday books. I've been reading holiday books since, I don't know, September.
I mean, it's been a while.
So, but there's some good ones out there. And we were lucky we had a lot of Bookcase Media clients that had really good holiday releases. So we're gonna shed some light on those throughout this episode. So I did ask in Discord, what is your favorite holiday trope? So I asked our listeners or our friends that are in Discord, what is their favorite? And the majority snowed in. 10 out of 10 every time.
Like every time a notification popped up, it was almost always snowed in.
Snowed in. We did have the Save the Town Holiday Festival was kind of in there second. Do any of you have like a favorite holiday trope? Like what, do you have one that you're like, oh my God, I love this? So there's ones like snowed in, holiday wedding, second chance at Christmas, grumpy
I like the snowed in. And then also if there's a fake date somehow, like if they need to bring a date home,
yes,
you know, to a wedding like or a to a holiday date. Party or something. If you get snowed in and fake dating, I'm pretty much there. So
do you have one, Lindsay?
Not really. I mean, I kind of just like all of them. I'm very much a vibe mood reader, I guess.
You lost her on the word vibe.
No.
I guess not like a vibe. I guess I'm more of a mood reader. I just like.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like kidding.
All of them. I like all of them. And then like I remember none of them. So that's my problem is that like. They're kind of just cotton candy for my brain. Like if it's.
But I think that's fun at Christmas.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's fun at Christmas? Because we are, all of us, wrapped up in family prep or where are we going? What are we doing? Do we have this taken care of? Let's get the decor. We're all so busy. And it's, you know, if you've got young children, you're going to concerts, or if you're a grandma or a niece or an aunt or an uncle, you're going to concerts for your kids or your nieces and nephews and grandchildren. And so it can feel like sometimes you just want a book at the holidays that's a vacation. That's just something so ridiculous. And I often think of Not Your Average Vixen by Krista Sandor. It's the holiday wedding.
Oh my God. It's such a good one, though.
There's snowed in. There's Santa shenanigans.
There's funnel cakes and gummy bear shenanigans.
Funnel cake. But it's like the perfect cozy little. There's not huge emotional arc to that book, but there is something loving about it.
But it's not like stunted though. Like there's like
anyway, look, I brought visual aids to this episode.
Oh.
So if you're watching on the YouTube,
I love that cover so
I have it. It's in the pile somewhere.
Isn't that just such a cute cover? I like the original. It's so cute. Have the original around here somewhere too.
I like the original too. That one's at the other house still. But I just love that like special edition cover sheet.
It's so cute. And then you know, there's always Winterville. I always love Winterville. One of the things that I think is interesting this year that we're seeing are these Advent books. Lindsay's the one who brought our attention to it at first. So this one was published by Simon & Schuster. Lindsay, did you not end up buying one of these?
Oh,
no, she got it.
Did she?
Yeah. It's right here.
Did you already read it?
Mm-hmm, some of it.
Remember she was disappointed because it was more YA?
It is YA. It's very much. Have you read it? Has anybody started reading this?
No, I haven't. I was going to wait till December 1st. And then I was going to do like a report series like over on Instagram. Like,
yeah.
Well, okay. So then I found this one. This. So that one's put out by Simon & Schuster. This one is Christmas Eve Love Story. It's only 12 days. It's by Jenny Baird. And it's put out by Sourcebooks.
Are they wrapped too?
Yeah, they're actually.
I'm going to get that one and try it because this one. It's marketed like a romance. It's with the romance section. It is YA.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very young. Like, I think she's.
17? Oh, so this is like Groundhog's Day. This one is she's stuck in a time loop. Ooh, and he doesn't know how she'll ever make it back to the present. So for 12 days, she's stuck in a time loop, which is kind of fun. This is a Walmart exclusive. So.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I should have put that in my pickup order.
You might can still add it.
No, I got my pickup order today. I'm going to have to go back.
Okay. But so I like these, but here's what I was
bring me this one.
Well,
book.
And actually after you guys talked about those, like I was doom scrolling and I saw people who like they like will reread like certain holiday romances, but they're creating their own advent to it.
So that's
like
what
they're
I'm
wrapping
thinking.
Their pages.
I think that we should do that though. That would be fun to pick a Christmas novella. Not this year, there's stuff going on, but you know, that would be fun. And I was trying to think of indies, but indies could do it and sell it from their websites. You know, you don't, it doesn't have to be perfectly like, you could just do it with wrapping paper or cardstock that's holiday
The
themed.
one I saw, they use tissue paper, so
Oh, there you go.
I think it's cute. I
I think
mean,
it's a great idea.
okay, I also have Merry Little Christmas.
That's I like that cover. It's cute.
I really like this cover, and it was cute. I really did like this book. She's a professional matchmaker.
Oh, I love a matchmaker book.
And it's brother's best friend. She's got to find him. He's a hockey player. She's got to find his perfect match. It was good.
While pining after him.
While pining, yeah.
How long is that one?
Oh,
It's Lauren Blakely, so.
five something. The I listened to the audio. The audio was fantastic, and it was kind of
Who's the
like,
audio?
I don't remember, 519 pages.
That's like a standard Lauren Blakely book, though,
She
really.
is getting
Well, but like
longer.
for Christmas, it's like
I will
I
say
want
I
short
have a
books for
hard time with a
Christmas.
long book for Christmas. I like a short novella.
Okay, wait, short book, short book. Oh, Christmas Tree
Oh yeah,
by
I'm excited about
Merritt.
that.
The Christmas tree comes to life and becomes her boyfriend.
I love Merritt's
Who
books.
doesn't want a boyfriend that's a Christmas tree? I mean, he's a cedar, not an evergreen, so just saying. It's magical and there's
Cedars are very gentle
spiciness.
in the Pacific Northwest.
It's very spiciness.
That's an interesting little tidbit there, Blends.
What did she say? I missed it. What did you
You
say?
must repeat
Cedars are
it.
very giant in the Pacific Northwest.
I do like very giant things in the Pacific Northwest.
It's
They're all,
oh.
I believe,
Wait,
evergreen.
Merry Little Christmas is like a cast of
It
people.
was, and I didn't hate it.
So it's Vanessa Edwin, Connor Crace, Carlotta Brenton, Samantha Brentmore, Jason Clark, Adam Gold, who I've never heard before, Teddy, JF Harding,
Oh,
Aaron
wow.
Mallon, Sunila Nankani, and Evan Parker.
It reminded me.
Ironically, Teddy needs no last name.
Right, Teddy doesn't need a last name. It really kind of reminded me. So, this is really
Of
gonna
real.
reel a little bit. But when I was a kid, my parents used to listen to radio shows on tapes in our van when we'd go around and look at Christmas lights. We'd do music one night, and then if we went to like the next neighboring town that has like a whole old Christmas light festival, we'd do like a radio show. And so I think that full cast, I'm a little more forgiving on Christmas because I'm used to those I love those radio shows. There's a little bit of nostalgia for me in that kind of storytelling.
Well, and I wonder if with the full cast and like with as long as it is, it doesn't seem like as long because there's so many like pieces to it. I have an Audible credit. I might just have to buy it.
And then he sees you when you're sleeping. If you need
And
dark,
he knows when you're awake.
if you need dark holidayness. Also, look at those edges. Did I buy the book for the edges? Yes, I
Yes,
did.
you did. Did you buy book two yet?
No, not yet. Not yet.
That's the one we were at swim the one day, and Stacy was like, she texted me. She's like, it's Christmas and stocking.
I mean,
She's
that's.
like, have you read them yet? I'm like, no, not yet, but they're on my TBR.
And we know that Alta Hensley can do a stalker.
Oh, she likes a good stocking.
I don't think this one is very long, Amanda.
No, they're like
No, it's not too long. I'm fine.
227.
I'm
327.
fine with like a normal, like, 300, 350, even like with a Christmas. But like once you start getting past that, I'm like, all right. Like,
Well, Lauren, it
I'm
takes
the
place
same
in the
way.
same little small town that My Holiday takes place in.
Which I also didn't read because it was so
So
long.
long. No,
But it's
which
again, Lauren Blakely, it's hard
I
to, you're
know.
hard pressed to find something under
I know.
400 for her.
I
Okay,
know.
Leah, read our next sponsor advertisement.
Okay. Cozy chaos and second chances. If you love small towns, holiday chaos, and a whole lot of swoon, these upcoming releases belong on your list. Merry Mayhem by Erin Nicholas releases November 21st and brings pure Christmas rom-com goodness, small town shenanigans, and while you were sleeping energy. Looking for something emotional and cowboy steamy? Ranchers Embrace by Bonnie, say her last name for me,
Poirier.
Poirier.
arrives December 1st with Vegas Marriage, Second Chances, and a ranch Christmas that hits you right in the feels. Your holiday reading season just got a whole lot cozier. I love Bonnie so much, but I pronounce her last name wrong every time.
It's okay. It's fine. I will say I've read both of these, Merry Mayhem, you guys. It's so funny. It's Parks and Rec meets While You Were Sleeping, Holiday Chaos. In small town Louisiana. Highly recommend. And then Rancher's Embrace, it finishes out her Rancher series, Bonnie's Rancher series. And I was in my feels a little bit reading that book.
Oh yeah, I finished it last week and I was like, okay, this was everything I wanted for the end.
Oh, were you pleased?
Yes, I was.
Excellent.
She was like, I really only care if you like this. She's like, so tell me. Because I was begging for this one. I was like, please write their book.
Well, and like what, 4 or 5 months ago, she's like, I'm not sure. I don't know if I have a
Yeah, and I
story
was
for
like, you
them.
can't do that to me.
Amanda was ready to like drive to Saskatchewan and like throw
Well, that's the thing.
hands.
She was so back and forth, and like the how long it was gonna be. It was just gonna be like a short little like short story type thing. And then she's like, "But I can't do that now."
Nope, she cannot. So one of the things, and we'll talk about this with your guys' book recs, is this holiday, the holiday hook, right? So in these holiday books, we want the holiday. We want, give us the promise and deliver on it. And so do you have, so we always laugh about the Die Hard test, but Amanda,
Speaking of the Die Hard test, I saw a Christmas sweater today that
yeah.
says Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Amanda, do you have one holiday book or romance that you kind of hold as the standard for when you're reading these?
Don't think so. I don't read that. I mean, I read them, but I'm one of those people that I'm okay if it's like tangentially. Like, if it's just kind of a little bit of Christmas, like I don't need the full shenanigans. I like it. If I had to pick one this year so far, it's Good Spirits by B.K. Borson.
Oh,
And that's
that.
because it was so different. It was like the ghost of Christmas past. Like it was a
Yeah.
little bit of that,
That's such a good
cozy
one.
magic. And, the Christmas was there, but it wasn't like, it was more focused on him being the ghost of Christmas past. And like I like it when something's like a little bit different like that. So
Well,
I
but the
don't
thing
have one
is,
that I
like,
read and read over again, but
that one, like, if you, it had to be Christmas, though, because
yeah.
it would not have worked any other way.
Yeah, so I guess like, I don't have one that I like go back to again and again, but I probably will read that one again before the next one comes out because I really liked it. So
It's so good.
what about you, Lindsay? Do you have an all-time favorite holiday romance? I guess I could have asked Amanda, but we already know her answer. Or a movie that you hold to a standard for your holiday viewing, reading, entertainment, enjoyment?
No, I try to like watch. I watch like different holiday movies each year. I generally like The Family Stone a whole lot, but I don't watch it every year. I do like The Christmas Chronicles a lot on
Oh,
Hulu.
those are
We watched
good.
that last night.
That is
Well, the girl child did. I came
good.
home and she was watching it. Yeah. This is so good. I just love
Mm-hmm.
it. And then Re Goldie Hawn and I just love Kurt
Kurt
Russell and Goldie
Russell. Kurt
Hawn. Yeah.
Russell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Them as Santa and Mrs. Claus. I just love that so much.
That's a good one.
Amanda, I'm going to give you a chance. What is the holiday movie that you hold everything to the standard of your holiday entertainment?
The holiday.
Of course.
So
Like we all knew the answer to that.
don't even have to, like, everybody knows.
Everybody
So it's
knows.
true.
What about you, Leah? Do you have a book or a movie that's like your ultimate?
Not really, because I mean, I'm very against decorating before Thanksgiving for Christmas, but clearly we've been watching Christmas movies already. But like, we have like our standards. We watch Home Alone, The Christmas Chronicles, The Santa Claus, like all of those. Like, and it's actually kind of nice because like the kids really enjoy like the older holiday movies, like the 90s ones a lot. So Michael and I like get to enjoy that. But no, I wouldn't say there's a specific book that really like ties me in to anything.
So the restaurant that we went to for the murder mystery dinner that we did back at Halloween, they are having an immersive dinner for Home Alone. So
Oh, that sounds so
throughout,
cool.
it's like 11 courses throughout the entire movie. You will get certain drinks, certain
That like
things
fit the part of the
that
movie.
fit the part of the movie. So an immersive dinner
That would be
experience.
so neat.
Wouldn't that be fun? I don't know if I can talk Mike into
Yeah,
it.
that is not.
Okay, so what is on your holiday TBR this year? We're just going to
I
Book
will
Riggs.
tell you.
Tell us, Lindsay.
The top of mine. Oh my gosh. I've never read Alina Jacobs before, but I've had a bunch of their books on my TBR, and they have a Christmas in Harrogate series, and it is murder, cozy murder mystery. So it's Sleigh Bells and Slaughter, Holly and Homicide, Crime and Candy Canes, and then the next one comes out, and it's called Peppermint and Poison.
Those look really cute. I saw those.
And I kind of just want to jump straight to Peppermint Poison when it comes out.
Though I have read, she did one that was kind of like a holiday Christmas baking one where they were on like a holiday baking show. I really enjoyed that was the eating her Christmas cookie ones.
I think she does like a three book set every year because she has other ones where it's let me see if I can find the title. She has like The Good Elf Gone Wrong.
Yeah, the
It's like a
Winter
whole,
Brothers
the Winter
series, Elf
Brothers.
Against the Wall.
So I think she does like a Christmas like set every year.
She's
They're not
really.
very long, which is what was appealing to me. Like, these
Wait,
covers are
wait.
super cute.
Mother Pucking Christmas, Puck Me Christmas. Those sound
They're
fun.
around like, I think they're all way less than I think 300 pages.
Feel like, look how cute that cover is, though.
Yeah,
I'm
they're very
really,
cute.
I just pre-ordered the Peppermint and Poison because I feel like I need that. So,
It's 214 pages, like
yeah, they're all real
for the
short,
book one. Like that's
very
like the perfect
doable.
length.
Well, you know, that's why I loved that Jana Austen series that was the Reindeer Games that's based on the, oh, what is the name of the town in Michigan?
Muth, Frankenmuth.
Frankenmuth, Michigan. It's based on the,
I was thinking Friermuth, but that's a stealer.
yeah, Frankenmuth. It's where like the Christmas, like the Bronner's Christmas store. It's open 24/7. It's the largest. Anyway, so but I think that's why I loved that Jana Austen series. Those books, she did 3 1 year, 3 the next year, and it was fun, chaotic Christmas town. They were short and sweet. Holiday Shenanigans, I think I love the shenanigans.
I like a good shenanigan.
You know, I want the Christmas chaos. I want to laugh. I don't
I
know.
have to be in the mood for it. Like, but I think that's with me with any kind of like rom-com. Like if I'm in the mood for it, like I'm like in it, but that's
Give
one of
me a
those things I
dark
have to
romance
be.
anytime.
Amanda, you read Cowboy It's Cold Outside by Maisie Yates.
I did. It was very cute. And I went, it's like 16, book 16 in a series that I had no idea that it was like, so I'm going in, I'm like, who are all these people? But aside from that, though, it's very cute. The hero, he's opening up like an, she talks him into opening up like an axe throwing bar on his property, and it's set around Christmas. That's their grand opening. They're both kind of like guardians for their younger siblings, so they like have a lot in common. They have like a past that has to do with their parents. But I liked it a lot. The female main character in that, she's like one of those that I really liked her a lot. So
Lindsay, do you have one yet that you've read this year that you are loving Christmas-wise, or you have not started on the holiday yet?
I did. I mean, I did try. I tried the Megan Crit. Okay, the Megan Quinn one, I thought I would be able to read because, like, the title, Merry Christmas, You Filthy Animal, like,
Yes.
I thought I'd be really excited about it. I got, like, maybe three chapters in, and I was just like, yeah, I haven't gone back to it. It wasn't like I intentionally DNF'd it, it just didn't suck me
You
in.
soft it. You soft DNF so
Well,
far.
that's good to know because I
Yeah.
have been like very on the fence because I love that cover and the title. And so
I
now
bought the
I'm excited.
book. I bought the book because the popcorn sprayed edges are adorable. But I
It's,
can't.
but
I
that
mean,
is all you're going to do with it. I
it's
don't know.
just.
I didn't return it to Kindle Unlimited yet.
Okay.
So there's
So it's
hope.
sitting in there.
But it wasn't the vibe. I like went hard left turn and I read like an alien romance. It was wild. So I like went like hard left turn.
Wait, tell me more about the alien here.
We're here
It's
for
so
Christmas,
bleak.
not aliens.
Yes, but we can always
Sidebar
take a
later.
hard left.
Okay,
Sidebar
no side quest. Leah, what is your holiday book that you don't have one, but I'm sure you don't have one. Do you have a holiday book that you've loved this year?
I have some, yes.
Do you?
I may not be super prepared, but I have stuff. So actually, there is a. It's a collaboration series by a bunch of it's I'm actually not sure if it's even all it might be 25. Oh no, 35 books. So
Oh,
it's
wow.
the 25 Days of Christmas Bikers and Mobsters. So Jordan Marie, KL Dawn, there's like a ton of different authors that are doing these novellas. And so it's like I don't think they're all in the same world. Sometimes they do it that way, but I think these are just like add-ons to like previous worlds that they have. But yeah. But I always really like those kind of books and series just because they're always short
Yeah.
and fun. And it's just like book one is by an author named Morgan Jane Mitchell, who I've never read before, but it's called Slaying the Motorcycle Man.
Nice.
I bet there is more spice
Well,
on the
yeah.
page than in the eggnog.
Like, ooh, Darcy Rose, My Mafia Stalker.
I mean,
Janine Infante
nothing
Bosco is
says
in this.
Merry
The
Christmas like a good old holiday stocking.
Here's a good one. Janine Infante Bosco, the Hallelujah Hitman.
The Hallelujah Hitman. I'm gonna need you to read these and report back, Leah.
Right? Leah needs to do a review post on this
Let's see.
series.
KL Dawn's is called Stalking the Kingpin, but like Stocking.
Oh.
Stocking.
I kind of
Nice.
love the
Well, there's
sound.
one. Quinn Ryder is the author name, and it's Falling for Krampus.
Mean, I'm all for a good monster
T
holiday.
tinsel and tailpipes.
Sounds titillating.
Yuletide ride.
Is that riding your motorcycle on the Yule, or
Nobody
who
really
knows?
knows. Well, here's one, Hogging the Holidays, Hogging. Yeah, so stuff like that, like those are the kinds of Christmas books that like I enjoy, like the short, dirty, punny.
Yeah. Has anybody read The Hideaway Harbor, which is the multi-author Christmas series? It's Lydia
No, but I had it on my
Michaels.
list.
Yeah.
That's the new one from Montlake.
No,
Or is this a different one?
this is indie authors, Angela Casella, Evie
Oh, I like her
Alexander, Sarah
books.
Hutz, Obie Dunbar, Lydia Michaels, and Eeny Amanda.
Oh, these are those covers that
People were accusing of AI. Yes.
because they all look the same.
Please, because they're supposed to look the same.
Please let me talk to stupid people, please.
That series. Yes. Those
Yes.
look
They
really
are
cute.
super cute. Well, and I really like Angela's books.
Yeah, I
And
like
Sarah
Angela's,
Hudson's in
and
there.
Sarah's really funny. I really enjoyed her space series.
Yeah, these look really good.
Okay, let's see here. Oh, if you want something magical, I Magically Generated by Jackie Lau.
Oh, yeah.
It's cute. It's only 105 pages. A woman falls for her sunshine neighbor in this cozy Christmas romance. It's a little bit magical. It was cute. I really enjoyed it. So.
Katie Reyes has like the last few Christmases, she's had like a holiday like hitman novella
Okay.
that has come out. And let's see, let me
Nothing
see what this
says holidays like murder.
this year's is All I Want for Christmas is a Hitman.
Okay. Did anybody read the new Kayla Gross Scrooged for the Holidays?
Not yet. Nope.
What's on your list, Lindsay? What else?
I mean, pure chaos, to be honest.
Okay.
I actually have the Quinn East one downloaded on my Kindle, so I was planning Please on read
reading
it.
that
It's
one pretty
so
soon.
good. Yeah. It's so
I
good.
have more hope for that one because I know I like her books a lot. But it helps. Honestly, though, Merry Mayhem by Erin Nicholas, I was like, okay, really? Because, Erin Nicholas's favorite holiday movie is While You Were Sleeping. And I'm like, can you really work that out into a romance? Because, as we discovered, that's kind of a love triangle.
Kind of.
It
Not
is
really, though.
perception of a love triangle.
Perception is
But that book was
everybody's
really
own.
funny. And again, chaos, the competition of holiday shenanigans. I also would love like a warring holiday light neighbor romance, where like the Christmas lights get out of control.
Oh, so
Whoa.
one of the Katie Reese's ones, he doesn't, I think it's hers. He like hates Christmas and she decorates the shit out of her place.
I mean,
And it makes him grumpy. It might not be that one, but I have read. No, you know what? It wasn't. It was shit, who is the author?
like literally my neighbor has had their holiday decorations up the day after Trick or Treat was like, which was like October 23rd.
It was a book by an author named Mink, Mink.
Okay.
He hated it. She
So
loved it.
I just need someone that's like really loves Christmas all the time and a neighbor that hates Christmas or a neighbor that like they battle who can do a bigger display. Don't you think that would be hilarious?
Oh, I would like that.
Okay, if you know a book that fits that rec, but not by Megan Quinn, hit me up and let me know. Okay, Amanda, what's on your list that you potential hopefuls?
I'm excited about the Xmas Breakup by Zoe York. It's out on
Oh,
December
yeah.
1st. I've seen a ton of people talking about it on threads. I know she sent out a bunch of audios and everybody's like loving the audio, but it is fake dating, like for the holidays with your ex. They're on a road trip. Like the start of like the blurb is a booty call with your ex, bad decision.
I
It's like
mean, that is.
So this one looks really good. I've heard nothing but good things about it. It comes out on December 1st, so I'm hoping to get to that one.
Excellent. Lindsay, do you, other than the Alana Jacobs, do you have any other hopefuls?
I want to read L.B. Dunbar's Holiday Hotties series. That's been on my TBR for, okay, like let's be real.
Oh,
It's
I
been
read
on
her
TBR
Fireman one that she has.
every, she has, I think it's like three or four books in the series. I don't know exactly.
Yeah.
But the one that I've had on my TBR for the longest is Scrooge-ish. And there's another
Oh,
one that's like
yeah.
a billionaire one, but I'm so terrible. Like I put them on my TBR, and if I don't read them by the new year, I'm like, it is time for chaos again. It's honestly just always time for that, but
Was gonna
it looks so
say.
cute. Like the Scrooge-ish one is really cute sounding. So I would really like to maybe someday read that.
I think I read the Scrooge-ish one and the naughty-ish one. And the new one coming out is Elfish. But at least one of the people in the couple is a first responder in that series. So I think she's in EMS in Elfish. So.
Yeah, Elfish is the one that's the billionaire or millionaire,
Yeah.
whatever.
I'm all
The
for
rich
it.
guy one.
I'm all for it. Leah, other than your chaotic motorcycle men, is there a must read on your TBR?
So Jerrica McMillan, she's hit or miss for me. But she has a Christmas in it's Arcadian Falls Christmas books. The next one comes out actually on Tuesday. It's called Not Your Grinch. But it's all they're all Christmas
Yeah.
related. But it just I love a grumpy heroine, and she's the like the blurb starts, they call her Grinch, so like you know that she is not going to be like she is anti-Christmas type character, and I like the turn when they
Yeah.
do that.
Okay. Emma Hart, The Duke Who Saved Christmas, is out. I really liked Marry Me that we read for book club.
Yes, that was really good.
I really enjoyed that. And we're going to talk about Natasha Madison's Holiday Unscripted on our Wednesday episodes. Let's see. Oh. What did Has anybody read the new four ones that came out with Laura Pavlov,
Not
Rosie
yet.
Dinan?
Not yet.
I have Rosie. I want to read Rosie's and Mia's.
I read
Yeah.
Mia's. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
It's in my book
I
of the
really want to
week.
read that hashtag holiday by Lucy Lennox. It's
Yes.
the MM, like he's a grumpy like mountain man, and the other
Yeah,
guy's like
that
an
does sound really good.
influencer who comes up to like, kind of do his spiel up in this area. It looks really cute. I know Heather likes Lucy Lennox a lot, but I like that cover is adorable. That one's definitely on my list.
Brooke O'Brien, she has Sin Bin with the Scrooge. The cover's adorable. And I keep looking at that one. And then there was another queer one that I was like, oh, that looks really cute. Why haven't
Oh, it's yeah. I think Heather actually had it, I think, on
Oh yeah, The
her like.
Holiday Exchange by Riley Hart and Christina Lee.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, I think Heather read it. I think it was her book of the week a couple weeks ago.
I think it was on her TBR. She had
Is
like
that what
both
it
of
is?
those, like the
Yeah, it
Lucy
was on our
Lennox and
TBR
the.
list.
Okay. Because that one looks good. I downloaded Morgan Elizabeth's The Bright Side of Christmas.
That cover is really cute.
It's really cute. And Maren Moore, I don't read a ton of her books because she tends to stick in college, but she has kind of a little holiday series that she's been doing the last couple of years that's all in the same small town, and those are pretty cute.
Yeah, the Better Not Pout one, like that cover's really good.
I love the chances authors take with the Christmas covers that
Yeah.
they won't take
With their
with
regulars.
their regular covers.
They're so cute.
I mean, I love the red door on like Quinn's cover. I was like, I love
I
that.
love how simple, like it's simple, but it's But also just
not.
like so like elevated at the same time. Like it's cozy and it makes you want it. Well,
Okay.
and it fits the book really well.
It does. It fits the book really well. Okay. So off of books, but to bookish holiday items. Do you have any suggestions of holiday gifts that you should buy for bookish people?
I
Anybody got?
mean, I just bought my mother-in-law a Kindle, but she's having surgery, so I got her a Kindle so that she
You
can
should
make the
get her a
fonts as big as she
clicker.
wants. Yeah, I have the clicker and like the pillow
So smart.
that will hold it, so that she doesn't have to
Yeah.
hold it because she's not supposed to be lifting anything. So I do have that in my cart. I just haven't gotten it yet. So
I
yeah.
love,
Clicker is a game changer.
well, I like the clicker, but I have one of the lap ones that has the extended arm that your Kindle or your iPad can click into, and it has like the snack bowl or the cup holder. I really love that.
Yeah, that's one of the ones I'm looking at for her. So,
I love the cup holder. It really, but also I have a pad of paper and a pen in the little, and my clicker stays right in there. So that, I always have them. They're always like right there. And
I have like an actual stand. It like comes up on the side of my couch and
yeah.
arms over. So it's not in my lap because I get too hot. So it actually it like fits underneath like the edge of my couch, and it's like stands and arms over. So
Yeah, I
like with
have
my
a
clicker.
pillow that like it's like thick on one end, and it's almost like a sled looking thing, and it has like different slots so you can tilt the Kindle at different like intervals. But it was hijacked by somebody else who lives in this house, so I don't get to use it.
Stinking people. I
But
do
she has her
like
own clickers too, so.
I love a good clicker. Lindsay, do you have a holiday gift item?
I actually just got my Kindle Paperwhite yesterday. I had
Yeah.
a Kindle before. I literally used it maybe once. I hated It it. is well
I
loved
didn't.
now.
I was just like, yeah, I had it for like maybe 3 years and I literally touched it once and I was like, I don't even know where my charge cable is. I don't know where what I'm supposed to do with this. I was like, what? And then I got this new one yesterday, because Charlie's been fussing at me because I read on my phone and he's like, that's so bad for your eyes. This is So
why your
bad.
eyes are so bad. And they do. Like, I look at my computer all day for work and then I read my Kindle a lot, or not my Kindle, my phone a lot.
Do
The
you have
Kindle
any?
app. It's
What,
gonna
Leah?
do what? You should get some blue light
It's
glasses. but do. I wear my glasses all day.
It doesn't
And put my
always.
contacts in after work, so I have the blue light coated glasses, but still.
I still get end up with eye.
I love the Paperwhite. Like It's so
I'm like,
nice.
you know what? You're coming with me everywhere. I was like, now I understand why people like it. And I don't know what the difference is because I tried this before. It's a
And I'm
bigger
like, maybe it's
screen.
just new and shiny.
It's a
No,
bigger
it's the screen.
screen. It's a bigger screen.
Maybe the screen. I really like it.
I should do you a side by side with the girl child's in mine, because there is a definite
I
difference in the like the
screens
Paperwhite
themselves.
Signature. I 110% think it is worth the upgrade on the money versus just the regular Kindle.
Well, and I read mine in dark mode too,
Yeah.
where
I don't
it's
even
just know
the
how to
picture.
do
No, I
any of that. I know
can't.
how to
I
turn
have
it on.
astigmatism. I can't do
I can't
that.
do that. I have to read.
Oh, I have like
Same with
I
Amanda.
do everything in dark mode.
I love dark mode. I have my whole computer at work set up for dark mode. I have like my personal computer. Everything is dark mode for me. I love dark mode so much.
You like the dark mode on this bad boy
I
then.
haven't tinkered with any of that because I was literally just like, oh, my books are on here now. I'm reading.
I have to go. I'm reading now. Okay, Leah, read us our next sponsored segment.
Snowstorms, lights, and holiday love, and finally, our winter romance lovers. Lainey Davis brings us a beautiful Hanukkah romance and Lit for Him, Snowed In and Falling Hard, releasing December 9th. This one has warmth, banter, and a snowstorm that turns two people into something more. Pair it with holiday friend zones and merry mayhem for a full seasonal binge, from cozy falling in love moments to full-on festive chaos. Whichever vibe you're craving, these new and upcoming holiday romances will keep your TBR jingling all season long.
Also in this group, Merritt Penn has written a quirky, fun holiday romance called Oh Christmas Tree for those who love the holidays hard. You know, because cedar wood is hard. Anyway.
And tall.
And tall and big. I don't know why no one else is laughing. Amanda's like, you guys are ridiculous.
I'm laughing. I'm just
She's
not laughing.
laughing on
Like,
the inside.
I'm smiling.
Is it the same? Is she
Yeah.
like laughing at it? Like, she's keeping a list of
No,
how
I'm
ridiculous
laughing.
are these
Not
friends?
laughing. I'm already like all over the place with my like hands. I'm like so itchy and whatever. I'm trying to like.
Okay, so before Leah and Lindsay jumped on, I was telling Amanda, my friend on Facebook shared, did you know that there's like a naked warning system in Texas for whether or not you should go to bed naked because of the chance of tornadoes? And there's like a whole Facebook page about it. And so like they were telling people over the next 3 nights they should not be letting the breeze touch their hinies, because the chance of tornadoes overnight is pretty high.
Yeah. I was like, I had no
I
idea.
didn't even know this was a thing.
But like, where in Texas?
This is Houston, and then it's also coming up from Mexico through the West. So, the Midland area. Anyway, so if you live in Texas, don't sleep naked for the next couple nights. There's a chance of tornadoes. And nobody wants to survive a tornado naked. Anyway, that was my public service announcement for the evening. Does anyone else have any other books that we should be giving a shout out to?
Oh, I also read the Holiday Hookup List by Alexis Daria.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot. It's like 200 pages. It's they get together and have 12 dates where they do something kinky and something like romantic in a
Oh, that's
date, and
fun.
it's a really good like read, quick read. I liked it a lot. And there's like emotion in it too, but it's like it all wraps up really well. So I highly
Nice.
recommend that one.
Do you have one, Linz, that you want to talk
I
about?
have a series. It's novellas. They're short, but they're paranormal. It's A Mate for Christmas series by Zoe Chant, and the first one is A Mate for the Christmas Dragon, and I actually have that one on my Kindle too right now. But yeah, it's like six short novellas. And yeah, they're all dragons. I enjoy her dragon books.
I read Mistletoe for My Minotaur by Holly Honey Phillips, and that was pretty delightful. I mean, I have a thing for minotaurs now.
I
Okay.
read Nice Girls Don't Kiss Their Stepbrother by Kay Webster.
All right.
Not one of
Spoiler,
us
they
is shocked.
totally kiss.
Not one of us in this group are shocked that you read that. Not one person is like, oh, really, Leah? That feels so odd for you.
Was delightful. It's part of her like taboo shorts that she re writes.
Okay.
Oh, Karen asked if anyone has read Piper Rain's new Christmas book. I haven't yet, but that one's on my TBR as
Yeah, I
well.
have it on my
Oh,
TBR. The
Well, yeah,
Nest Before
they have
Christmas.
The Nest, and then they have another one too.
Oh, do they? Oh, it's You'll Be Mine.
Yes.
I read part of it. I did not finish it because I got distracted and things happened.
Reading
And then I
stepbrother
forgot.
books. Yeah.
Well, and then I forgot to go back to it. I was enjoying it, like what I read of it.
I still want to read the K.M. Gill's like Check the Halls, her hockey.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hoping to have a couple days this week with the holiday that I can just buckle in and read what I want. Okay. It's that time.
It's that
It's that
time
time. It's that
for
time
book
for Book
of
of
the
the Week. It's Book of the Week time, and up first is Lindsay. Lindsay, what's your Book of the Week?
I'm gonna go straight to the aliens book. I've been reading like bonkers alien books. In between, so as palate cleansers, you know how one does. And mine is The Carnal Games, and it is by, what is the author's name? I had to look this up. Naughty Nebula. It's
Naughty
on Hinge.
Nebula.
Yeah, it's on Hinge.
That's awesome.
I love it. I know. I'd never read it before. Oh my gosh, it's fantastic. If you like alien anything, just go read it. Do mind the content warnings. It's unhinged. I've been reading like Please tell me more. a lot of like Hunger Games style alien books, and this one is like in that vein where basically like they're thrown into like a game arena together, and like it's enemies to lovers, and it's unhinged, and like you have to.
Okay.
Anyway,
Doesn't everyone fall in love in the Colosseum while the lions are trying to eat them? I mean, sure.
pretty much. Yeah, so it's crazy. Like I don't know how to explain it. It's crazy. There's like a whole story arc where like the alien parts are just like obscene, and like he blacks out and doesn't remember like anything that happens between them. It's like a whole thing. It's very
Check your trigger
read it so
warnings.
fast, it was ridiculous. I was
Okay.
like, this is just everything that I need right now.
Okay.
Sounds amazing.
That's perfect.
Amanda,
I really love
what is your book of the week?
it. You want me to follow that up?
I know,
Okay.
right? Like the rest of us, our books are like, they're cute.
Okay. So my book of the week, it falls into a little bit of the Christmas book as well. It's Wilder Ranch by Lulu Moore. It's book two in her Valentine Nook series, but it's actually the continuation of Once Upon a Christmas Tree, which she released last year. And so you get Alex and Haven in that book, and it just kind of he goes back to England. It was a little bit of a Christmas vacation fling. He goes back to England, she stays in Colorado. fast forward to now, and this is not a spoiler, it's very clear she's had a baby. They were supposed to, they talked about meeting up again in Christmas, and like things happen and he doesn't know. So she comes to find him in England, brings the baby. It's around Christmas this time as well, and Alex has a pretty big hang up with Christmas because of something that happened when he was younger. And she owns a Christmas tree farm, so she's very Christmassy, he's very non-Christmassy, and now they have, it was a secret baby for him. But I'm actually listening to the audio this time. I've already read it, but Shane East and CJ Bloom do the
Ooh,
audio, so I'm listening
fun.
to, I'm rereading that in
That
my
sounds like
ears
a
right now.
amazing
So I'm a
blend.
very big fan of the series. Like, it all has like kind of the Nancy Meyers, like the holiday vibes. It's like this quaint little English village. Like, they're all part of like the peerage, like they're lords, and
Oh,
like
fun.
it's a lot of fun. So it's got Christmas vibes as well.
Perfect. Leah, what's your book of the week?
I read Unchained by Nissa Catherine. It is her most recent book in her Amber Ridge series. This is Noah and Addie's book, but he only calls her Ad, like he is the only one who calls her Addison. But yeah, so this is book five. It's gonna be, I think it's gonna end at book six, which is the younger sister, Noah's younger sister's book. So there's an age gap. He has opened an adventure camp, and there's like zip lining and things like that. He's dealing with a lot of PTSD. He's been like discharged from the Marines because of it. And she is being threatened, but we don't know by who. And so it's all of that, like as he's dealing with his PTSD and dealing with the fact that like somebody is like trying to get like hurt her. And it was a really good one. And it's one of those things where like the family is close, but there's also different elements to the dynamic. And she is very close with her parents, and she's moved to Amber Ridge to kind of spread her wings a little bit because she's an only child and her parents are very loving, but they're a little smothering at the same time.
Yeah.
But it was really, really well done.
Okay. I picked up one of the books in the new Amazon short stories, You Better Not Pout by Mia Sosa. Second Chance Holiday. It was a short story. I loved it. Laughed out loud moments. Juliana and Eric have broken up, but they agree to keep up the pretending of being engaged so they don't have to break the news to her family during the holidays. So I really liked it. I haven't read the others. I will probably read Rosie's, but I probably won't. And who wrote the other one?
Laura
Laura
Pavlov and
Pavlov and
someone
someone
else,
else.
Allie
I will
Rosen.
probably read Ali Rosen. I probably will not read the Laura Pavlov book. So I just don't tend to vibe with her stories very well, so, and I have limited time. Okay, so Patreon update. We had Silent Book Club. We're in the midst of our Clear the TBR challenge. If you are part of Patreon, make sure your address is up to date in Patreon, both national, both US and Canada and international, because we are going to send a little holiday Christmas card from us to our Patreon listeners. So make sure that your address is up to date so that when I go to print those labels, I'm not messaging you 50 times being like, "Hey, could I have your home address? I just want to mail you a Christmas card." I also have been a little exuberant in my sticker buying and sticker designing, so there will be
Exuberant is
some
a good word for it.
what?
I said exuberant is a good word
So there'll
for
be some holiday stickers coming your way with a very cute themed Christmas card. Like, I thought of a theme and everything. People just have to participate. And I'm looking at you three because right now you're the slackers.
Wait, what? Nobody is surprised by this. How
Right?
many
Specific
more
conditions have to
minutes?
happen for me to do what you've
What?
requested. So it's
Oh.
coming.
No. I didn't understand the assignment. I was gonna have to go buy a Christmas. I was gonna, yeah,
You
no,
did
not
no.
doing that.
You don't have to do any of
But
that.
no. But
No.
also, nobody is surprised.
Nobody's surprised that you three are the queens of the slacking. Okay. So if you want holiday Christmas TBR books, there are two posts with current upcoming releases for 2025 over on our website. We also have a huge list of holiday books from our last year Christmas TBR episode. That is episode 230. So if you go over to bookcaseandcoffee.com, buzzingaboutromance.com, and in the search type Christmas or holiday, you will get so many TBR lists. So make sure you check that out. And this is wrong, but don't forget to join us Wednesday for our next Sip and Discuss, where we are talking about Worth a Try by Valerie Pepper. I think it's just you and me, Leah.
I think it might be.
It's just you and me. It'll be okay.
But I read it already, so I'm ready.
Okay. Make sure you follow us on socials at buzzingaboutromance.com. If you love this episode, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. Your support helps us keep bringing the romance to your earbuds every week. Final outro sponsor piece, Leah.
Oh, sorry. I have to scroll down farther. Festive rundown. And that's our sleighful of holiday romance picks. Before we dash away into the night, here's your quick festive rundown so you can load up that TBR like Santa loads up his cookie tray.
I got
All I
all the
want,
puns in there for you.
you really do. All I Want Is You by Quinn East. Small town, snowed in, and swoony enough to melt the frost right off your windows. You will love this book. Fake It Till Christmas by Claudia Bergoa. Fake dating with enough holiday tension to power the town tree. Holiday Friend Zones anthology with Claudia Bergoa and Carrie Ann Ryan participating. Friends to Lovers short stories, perfect for sneaking between a wrapping gifts. Merry Mayhem by Erin Nicholas. A small town Christmas chaos with While You Were Sleeping vibes and enough charm to fuel a thousand twinkle lights. Rancher's Embrace by Bonnie Poirier. A Vegas Wedding, A Second Chance, and A Cowboy Christmas You Won't Forget. And Lit for You, Snowed In and Falling Hard by Lainey Davis, a warm heartfelt Hanukkah romance that'll light up your season.
And then Oh Christmas Tree by Merritt Prynne. It's a fun romance where the Christmas tree awakes from decades of slumber. And it's perfect for those that love Christmas hard. Again, because trees are hard. Hardwood.
And tall.
Anyway, may your cocoa stay hot, may your book stay spoony, and may every fictional small town have a bakery that never runs out of sugar cookies. Until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.